Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton. In this show, we're going to discuss SSRS, or SQL Server Reporting Services. To learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Okay, let's get started. Well, we're going to take a look at SSRS, or SQL Server Reporting Services. SQL Server Reporting Services is SQL Server's tool that provides exactly what it says, reporting services. This is a little bit different than providing a report server or Crystal Reports or anything like this. This is an end-to-end reporting solution. When you set up SSRS, it really comes with a variety of different components. First of all is what's called the reporting server, and so this is the server that's going to act as that will actually act as sending out the reports. When you set up reporting servers, you also are going to connect to the target database or the data source. So we have the database that we're connecting to with the database server. We have the reporting server that's going to act as the service to send out the reports, and then we have the design area. And the design area is we're going to deal with the design tool and the query designer and model designer. Now, and report designer. And what happens here is that we have got a couple of different options. First of all, you're going to have end users that want to create down and dirty quick reports. And then you're going to have developers that are going to create reports for your overall organization. And they're going to have to use different tools to do this. The query designer and model designer, well, actually, the query designer tool is the tool that's going to be used for your quick hits. So what will happen is that you're going to set up this query designer that allows your end users to select a handful of tables and do some quick down and dirty joins and create a pretty nice report pretty quickly. So kind of a, you know, onesie twosie types of report. That query designer is going to be based off of the model designer. What has happened or has already happened is your DBA or developers has come up with a series of tables that your end users will have access to, and then they will create a model for this and then make that model accessible to your end users. So the query designer is pretty straightforward. You go in and these are a handful of tables that you can mess with, and you can drag and drop and create your headers and your footers and add in some little pictures if you want. But then there's the report designer. The report designer is that heads down design tool that will be utilized by the people in your organization that are going to create your reports. You know, they're going to create your mission critical type of reports, ones that are going to go to your CEOs, your CIOs, your CFOs. And that's their job. I mean, their job is to be the report writer, period, end of story. So what we're looking at here is the differences between report designer and query designer. The report designer is going to connect to a specific data source or set of data sources. Now, here's the other thing. SSRS is a reporting service tool. I mean, all it is going to provide reports. Your data source does not have to be SQL Server. It can be a SQL Server database. It can be a non-SQL Server database. It just really doesn't matter. So we can create a SSRS report based off of an Oracle database. Now, what will happen is that we will always have what's called the reporting database. The reporting database is the mechanism within SSRS that delivers the reports. So what will happen within SSRS is that we will set up our report, and then we can schedule our report. A report can be scheduled to be delivered by an email through a particular URL link, or we can send an email that includes the URL link. So I can go out here and I can create a report, and then that report can be sent to a specific web address, and then I can email the particular individual that the report is available, and if they want it, they can go look at this particular URL to pick up the report. So we don't even physically have to deliver that report to people. We can if we want to, but we don't have to. So With SSRS, my data source can be either a SQL Server database or a non-SQL Server database. But no matter what, I will still have a report server. And the report server is going to be the mechanism that SQL Server utilizes to deliver that report. Now, also within SSRS, I have, like I was saying, the query designer and the model designer. But first of all, if we take a look at the report designer, is a heady tool. I mean, there are courses out there that are week-long courses that are designed specifically for SSRS. And I believe that we even have one coming soon here on gogo.com. But the SSRS reporting tool is broken down into three areas. One is the design factor, two is the reporting server, and three is the delivery mechanism. It is going to be the reporting tool or the reporting designer that your developers are going to use. I mean, you will have people specifically within your organization that will use the report design tool. Then your end users are going to be using the query designer. Now, when I talk about a query designer, I'm talking about just, if any of you have used Access, that's kind of what the query designer is. You know, you've gone in and you've built reports through Access. That's exactly what the query designer is. We can go in, it provides me a set of tables, and I can drag and drop and manipulate some things, and then I can do some grouping. That's exactly what the query designer does. The query designer is going to be available based off of whatever I have provided via the model designer. So that's the important thing to know, is that the query designer is going to be built off of the model designer. Now, with the reporting services as well, we can design our reports via what's called a data set or a data source. When we talk about a data source is the overall database that we are pointing to. So for example, our data source could be the Northwind database. But we can specify a data set within that data source. So let's say that the data set will be a subset of the data source. So I've defined a data source as the Northwind database, but the data set is only going to be a handful of the tables within the Northwind database. For example, the data set might include the customers and the customer orders and the customer details table. So that is going to be my data set within the data source. When we define these data sets as well as data sources, they can either be public or private. When I talk about public, a public data source or data set is going to be available to all reports. So I can go out there and I can create a report and I can use the data set Northwind, regardless of, you know, report that's associated to it. If it's a private data source or data set, it will only be available to that specific report. So if I create an orders report with a private data set, nobody else can use that data set. If I had a public data set, regardless of what type of report that I have, anyone can use that data source or data set. All of this is going to be accessible through the report server address. The report server address and configuration is a specific URL on the report server. So if you want to look at all of the reports, if you want to look at all the data sources, all of the data sets, anything like that, you would go to the specific URL for that report server. Everything that we see within SSRS can be configured via a web browser as well. Obviously, the reporting mechanism, the query designer, report designer, is also addressed or accessed through BIDS. I mean, these are all business intelligent type of reports. So what will happen is you go into BIDS, you will tell it that you want to create a SSRS report, and then you're good to go. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.